listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. Today marks Anzac Day, commemorating those who've served and given their lives for Australia. The Goulburn Valley and Gippsland have sizeable defence communities, many of whom are expected to attend a number of events today, with thousands waking up early for dawn services despite the chilly conditions. Shepparton RSL President Bob Wilkie says crowds had quietened down at events during the peak of the pandemic, but that's changing.
Since then, the crowds have seemed to have increased, especially the dawn service, triggered a big crowd, and we're hoping for a big crowd this year because the weather's going to be fine again. We've been very lucky for the last 6 or 7 years. The weather has been really good on Anzac Day.
While the weather might not be so kind in Gippsland, events are still going ahead right across the region today. Detectives have charged a man after a woman was yesterday found dead in a Cobram home. He's facing multiple charges, including intentionally cause injury and aggravated assault of a female, with police alleging the 39-year-old and the woman were known to each other. He was expected to face an out-of-court sessions hearing overnight. With the summer life-saving season having officially ended in Victoria, it's been revealed the season was the deadliest in the state's history. Life-saving Victoria's Liam Cricker says there were 27 drownings recorded statewide, including some tragic incidents on Gippsland's own shores.
Now, this number is higher than any other summer that we've seen before, eclipsing the previous record of 24. That's 27 lives we have seen lost in our inland waterways, in our coastal areas, that could have been prevented.
The Southern Saints proved too strong for Gippsland Stars overnight, finishing up on top by 13 goals at the State Netball Centre. Maya Healy scoring 39 goals and Sophie Lucino 15 for Gippsland. They're back on court early next month against the Peninsula Waves. And two Shepparton netballers have been named in Netball Australia's representative sides, Harriet Gall from the Swans in the under-19s and Sheps Mackenzie O'Dwyer in the under-17s.